Great Grandmaster Melly Mel.
And this is Scorpio, show no shame.
And I'm Dynamite, the hypest man in the business.
And if you got ears, listen to 90.3 C.
Soundwave in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news, Tara. Welcome to West Indian Rivers.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
People's Station.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this chain link of love. Brother JT, testify.
shall continually be in my mind. Yeah.
and good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. I'll be here with you until approximately 7 o'clock. Open the show with some gospel music just to keep our heads where we need to keep them. And just wishing everybody's in good health, good shape. Beautiful afternoon outside today. I don't know who is inside listening to radio, but I'm grateful. I thank you, and I thank you all for being here with me. It's now 15 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock, and open the show with something, you know, and close it with something that's mellow to me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. And you've seen a lot of that now. You know, what's heartbreaking is seeing these nurses and these people who have lost family members. And then as one nurse said, to listen to the ignoramus talking about there's no such thing as COVID, it breaks her heart. But, you know, you can't please everybody. You know, you try your best, but you can't. Do what you got to do, my dear, and continue doing it. You know, these nurses reach home and they can't hug their kids. They can't, you know, associate with their husbands. You know, I know this one doctor, she had a shower built in her garage. It's dedication. It's love. It's the strength. And I see our premier has lifted everything for 4 days. But, you know, if he lifts it for 3 months, you guys, people out there have to take care of themselves. You know, the other day I got out of my car and I walked into a store. No mask. When I realized it, I thought I had died and gone to him. I flew back out of the car and nearly bounced on this woman coming in. Because it's important. I mean, everybody else, the 3-4 people that was in there had on masks, but I felt I had committed a grievous crime. Because we have to help each other. Yes, so what else can we talk about? Snow tomorrow. Imagine that. It's too early. But what can we do? It's nature taking its course. Snow will be all over the place tomorrow. Hope you have on your snow tires because, you know, you need that. Somebody was asking me, what happened to your co-host? Well, my co-host, every so often, she has to take this wicked exam for her job. And she'll be studying for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. And then she goes downtown for day or two or one and a half, and she sits her exam. And it amazed me because I said, why would I want a job like that? But she likes a financial thing, and she does well with it. So who am I to critique? So that's why she's not here. I don't bother her. When she has something she want to talk about, like Donald Trump, she will come. Sometime on the phone, she catches me and she lets loose in me about this. And folks, I'm trumped out. I don't know about you. I'm trumped out. I just can't deal with this guy no more. I can't believe he's a normal person. But this is why they never liked him in New York, because he took everything to the extreme. Everything, you know. I see a guy, he wrote and said, why black people hate Trump like that. And he had his name mentioned by 232 DJs in New York. And I'm wondering, did they really mention 232 times his name, or 234? Who was counting? I can't believe some of these people are that dumb. He did that for publicity. Meanwhile, he was throwing out his black tenants. He didn't want any black tenants in his big, beautiful Trump towers. So, you know, I promised myself I wasn't going to talk about, you know, the orange head. But so be it. When fate gets over it, I hope this thing happens sooner, where we can move on. I'm just tired. You know, he lost. Get out. You know, we had a guy who used to play soccer with us, and he came from a very rich family, and he's the one who would bring the soccer ball, I remembered. And if he didn't get picked on a team, you know, nobody would be, he wasn't happy. So he would take his ball and go back home. So we all pulled our little five, whatever money we had, and bought our own ball. Still didn't pick him. He was a lousy player. So here we go now, the same thing with Mr. Carrot Head. Want to wish some people happy birthday? No, but I'll do that later on in the next half an hour. I was having some problems with my internet, so I called Videotron. Met this very nice young person. I assume they're young because of how he was talking, but I can't remember his name, because you know what happened? My computer, the one that I use, it blew up on me. The hard drive is no good. It's finished. So all the information I had on it is gone. But anyway, I think this young man, if I can remember, he told me he was from Senegal. And we talked and we talked and we talked. We talked about reggae music, Bob Marley. I've always known that Bob was big in the African continent. But boy, when listening to these young men talk about it, you say, wow, I didn't know that. So we spoke. I can't remember his name for the love of me. I wanted to just say hi to him because I told him to listen. And because he says, oh, you have a very nice voice. You're into radio or what? I said, I'm not into it, but I do sometimes do a little program on Radio McGill. And he wrote it down. So I hope he's listening. So if you're listening, sir, hello and good afternoon. Yes, it was really me. So what else is going on in Montreal? Coming up on the half an hour, I'll be speaking to you know who. He'll be telling me what's happening in the Caribbean. So stay tuned. And by the way, I'm using a different computer. So if you hear the mistakes today, don't say too much, all right? I've gone back to my laptop, and the eyes are not as good as they used to be. So, you know what? I'm going to bring us up to 4:30, and right after 4:30, we're going to play the right after the song that I'm going to play, I'm going to play the news, the ads, and then we'll go to you know who. All right, we won't see. This song was done up by a young man by the name of Major. And I'm playing it because of the dedication of you people to this program and this radio station. Much love. This is one of the many reasons why I do this show, because simply called love. This is Major.
I found love in you. And I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because no other love will do. Every moment that you smile chases all the pain away. Forever and a while, in my heart is where you'll stay.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The COVID-19 pandemic in Canada is serious. We must continue to practice all public health measures. Follow local guidelines for gatherings, maintain physical distancing, wash your hands, wear a mask, and download the COVID Alert app. If you have symptoms, even mild ones, stay home. Protect yourself and others. Learn more at canada.ca/coronavirus or 1-833-784-4397. A message from the Government of Canada.
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Here we go. Brother Ted, are you there, sir?
Good afternoon, Mr. Carr.
Good afternoon to you too, sir. Same here.
I trust that you and the family are all well and safe.
We're trying our best, believe you me, Ted. We're trying our best.
Absolutely.
What's up with you? I hope everything is okay, eh?
I'm doing well. I'm still working. I cannot work from home because of the type of job, an engineering job. I have to be on the site to give to assist with reading the drawings properly and ensuring that the welds are well done. So it's something I have to be on site.
All right.
I have no choice. But I can't complain. I go to work. I wear the mask. I ensure all the guys have to wear masks at the job. You have to social distance. When we hold meetings, we do it in the paint shop, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do not have to stand close to each other. Washing of the hands, all the hand cleanser are all over the place. We're following all the rules and regulations.
Nice.
No, Mr. Carr, while Canada is in a semi-lockdown, I'm pleased to say the Caribbean is enjoying its stable, safe, and efficient use of the safety protocols against the COVID-19 coronavirus. In fact, the governments of many small island states are strengthening the entry protocols for returning nationals and visitors.
Mm-hmm.
Although the number of quarantine days has declined from 14 days down to 7 days, the number of testing and contract tracing has risen tremendously. So we have to commend our government in the Caribbean. Although we're small island states, they're doing everything right.
Good.
And so I'm very pleased to see the result is that they have it under control, which is a great thing because we cannot afford to let it get out of control. We do not have the resources of Canada or the United States or Great Britain. So we have to be very, very careful.
Same thing here in Canada, too.
I know everybody's still fixated on the American elections and everything, but I'll give you some good news now. CARICOM, the heads of government of the Caribbean community, CARICOM,
mm-hmm.
have issued congratulations to President-elect Biden.
Great.
And Vice President-elect Harris.
Mm-hmm.
CARICOM notes that President-elect Biden has been a friend to the community in the past and look forward to a vibrant working condition with the new administration as of day one on January 2021. Now, you know, it's not official. The transition is not official due to
Mr. Trump.
By the sitting president.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be very careful. But they have reached out to the president-elect Biden, as has numerous presidents and kings all over the world have done.
Yep.
So we know what's going to happen on January the 20th. We mm-hmm. all know it's going to happen. So we just have to sit quietly and wait because the Constitution has specifics as to how the transition is going to take place.
Just got to be patient because you're going to see two big two big Marine. We'll be lifting him out under the arm and throwing him out. I would love to see that.
Definitely. No, I'd like to take you back to Montreal, Canada. For the year 2020, we've had 60 Grenadians working on the farms in Quebec. Over the last 2 weeks, they've all returned to Grenada. The last seven departed Grenada on the 19th of this month. So I'm closing my books and doing my final report this weekend.
Good.
However, the government of St. Vincent and Grenada, specific to Grenada, has mandated new entry rules into Grenada. As of December 1st, 2020, if you wish to enter Grenada, you have to get pre-clearance before you depart your country.
Mm-hmm.
So that you have to go online, fill out the form, and submit that form with a copy of your PCR negative test and wait for a response, yes or no, and that is that you have to present at the desk before you can get on the aircraft. Since I know that is going to happen, the last 60 workers that left Quebec to return to Grenada, they went via St. Vincent and then to Grenada.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had letters from the government of St. Vincent authorizing entry, temporary entry, for them to do the connecting flight, and from the government of Grenada, Labour Commissioner presented a letter to us to give preclearance for the nationals returning to Grenada. Now, all the nationals that return to, everyone that gets off the plane in Grenada has to go into mandatory quarantine.
Great.
And on the fourth day of the quarantine, they will be administered a PCR test and wait another 36 to 48 hours for the results. And if it's still negative, then you get official release from the quarantine station. You are not supposed to depart the quarantine without specific instructions and clearance from the Ministry of Health.
Mm-hmm.
If you depart before, you will be arrested. You will be fined at least minimum $3,000.
Mm.
And there is a precedent because at least two or three people have already been charged.
Good.
And they had to pay the fine before they can leave the country.
Good.
Yep. I have received several calls in the last few days, and I do have some sad news.
Oh.
A Grenadian farm worker by the name of Dunbar Horsford of St. David's, Grenada, died in Ontario November the 9th, 2020. He's a temporary farm worker that was here on the program. He died due to a massive heart attack.
Ooh.
So nothing else than that. And I'm sorry and I'm sad to relay this information, but I received a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, and it was nothing untoward. And the police, of course, investigated, and they've cleared everyone of any wrongdoing because it was a medical death. Arrangements are now in place to return the body to Grenada on November the 23rd. So it was a sad time for us as all the guys are getting ready to return home at the end of the season. As you know, we're into winter, and so it's coming this weekend. So the farms have shut down, and they've gone into the wintry mode.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're very, very sad that we lost one of our guys. During the year, the guys would get into little scrapes. They'll have a sprained arm or a twisted leg or something
right,
like that. You know,
right.
Little things happen. But a death is really devastating, and we had one this year, and we hope that the guys remain safe at all times.
Mm-hmm. So. Sad to hear. My condolences to the family. And
thank you so very much.
The Grenadian family and his immediate family, because it's not easy. Mentally, it's not easy.
Not at all. I definitely will pass this information, your condolences, off from the CQUT 90.3 FM family in Montreal.
Please
to
do.
The family in Grenada.
Please do.
And let them know that that I've received several calls. I mean, that's why I thought it best that I say something this evening. Because
that's
there
good.
Are a lot of people, not only Grenadians, there are a lot of people that are concerned with the welfare of all of Caribbean brothers that come here.
Yep.
They're here from Jamaica. You have 7,000 or 8,000 Jamaicans just in Canada alone every year.
I know.
We have huge numbers. Yes, we have another 230 from St. Lucia, another 220 from St. Vincent. So during the year, we do have a lot of Caribbean brothers here.
Gotta look out for them. Gotta look out for them.
I do the best I can, sir, in Montreal for the brothers from Grenada. And I was with them up to 48 hours before they left to go back home. And everything went well this year.
Great.
And we do look forward to a rambunctious year next year where we can have another 80 to 100 workers because they do assist the balance of trade in Grenada. They come up here, they work, they send money back home, they feed their families, they can do businesses. And so it's our little way of helping the country and the individuals and the families. So as a Grenadian, I'm proud to say that we're doing the best we can to keep our people employed.
Yes, my brother. So thank you. That's it for the week.
That's it for the week, sir. And I look forward to talking to you next week again. Have a fantastic weekend and stay safe.
Same to you, brother Ted.
Thanks. Have a great evening. All right. Bye for now.
Gonna bring back the old time days. That's sad to hear about that farm worker. These guys come here to make some good dollars, only to go back home in a casket. Bring back the old time days.
I know everything must change, but I still love the old time days. Used to be everyone could afford to live right, just to feel nice, didn't need no paradise. Now open your eyes, look around, smoke in this city, and what was pretty, crying out for sympathy. So bring back the old time days. Bring back them old time ways. I know everything was changed, but I still love the old time days. Used to be everyone cared for each other, lived like brothers, respecting one another. In times gone by, we used to share, together we'd make new. And if I draw a susu, what was mine was yours too. I know them days done pass and gone, and I know that life must carry on. But if I must join in with the pack, then I'm going back, I'm going back, yeah, yeah. Back to the old time days, back to them old time ways. I know everything was changed, but I still love the old time days. Yes, bring back the old time days, bring back them old time ways. I know everything must change, but I still love the old time days.
Yeah, bring back the old time days. The name of this song coming up was done up by Mr. Kenny G, simply called Forever in Love. For those of you who are in love, I hope it lasts forever and ever and ever. But in the meanwhile, I'm just going to use it as a background to send out a happy birthday to good old Yvonne, who is married to a crazy guy by the name of Joe the plumber. Yvonne, I got you guys married 20 odd years ago, you know, so listen, if you want me to work up something, I'll work up something to get rid of him. No, he's a sweetheart. We love Joe. Coming to you from the family, good old Mr. Yvonne, and your hubby, of course, Brother Joe, forever in love. Forever in love. Also, I want to wish a dear friend of mine, her happy birthday was 2 days ago, I think, Sharon Vieira. This young lady helped me out so much during the madness they had in Costco. I just can't thank her enough. And she's such a beautiful person, in and out, everything, always there. You call her and she never says no. I give my blessings for having known you, and seeing who you are, and I wish you all the best for your birthday, Sharon. From you know who and who, enjoy it as much as you can because you deserve it. It's happy birthday. This is Leona Lewis. It's called A Moment in Time, and a moment in time is all we have at the moment. So enjoy your time.
What if I told you it was all meant to be? Would you believe me? Would you agree?
As I say, rewind that again, stretch. Rewind. Leona Lewis, beautiful song, beautiful young lady, beautiful everywhere. A moment in time to all the birthday people. For those of you I didn't mention, happy birthday.
Would you believe me? Would you agree? It's almost that feeling that we've met before. So tell me that you don't think I'm crazy when I tell you love has come here and now. A moment like this, some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. Some people search forever for that one special kiss.
special day, your birthday, a moment like this. And remember, we're here for you. So if you need to send out your birthday greetings, whatever, please get in touch with us. Go to the website, 3ws.ca, and link us up and just say you'd like your birthday greetings to be read on this program, that program, whatever program you want, and they'll do it for you, all right? Any of your favorite programs that you listen to, because CKUT has some fine programs. I just don't have the time to go through them now, but tons of good programs. So whatever you like, there will be something for you, whatever language and so forth. I'm just going to send this out to all you beautiful people out there to remind you that it still is a wonderful world. Satchmo, please.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
Yes, folks, it's still a wonderful world out there. I want to say hello to my friend Peter, that we work together at CN. And how are you doing, Peter? Nice to know that you're out there spending some time with us on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is your station, voted as one of the top stations in the city. And reasons beyond would be too much for me to lay out at the moment. Coming up will be the Soca Hour, where we're going to take you down to the Eastern Caribbean and throughout the Caribbean. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. All soca music from the various islands, you know, because right now a lot of people like to say, you know, they are the masters of reggae because reggae is from Jamaica. And I'm a Jamaican. I'm at the age where we started listening to reggae music. We sort of have an idea who sort of put this thing together. That's the age group I'm in. But it's great. It was great when we would listen to bands coming from out of Europe and being played on Big RGR. And it was nice to know a band coming from Europe would be playing reggae music. They couldn't talk English, but they'd be playing reggae music and singing Bob Marley's song. It was great. Great. So we enjoy everything that comes out of the island. So soca music is like that now. It's all over. It's all over. So if you feel like, you know, we own it, forget that. Young lady in the city of Montreal. Her name is Juliet Nelson, but I call her Smurfy. Some people think they have the blues, but no, everything is all right. Everything is going to be all right. All right, so we got to, a minute two. We're going to play some commercials. Then we'll get Wake Up DJ Nicholas to come and start playing some soca music. He sort of enjoys this time, you know, because he doesn't have to do anything. But wakey, wakey, big man. We're going to get you working, all right? Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. Welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. Sorry about that. I'm moving the mic. And let's play some commercials.
Everyone's health is in our hands, now more than ever. The COVID Alert app on my phone notifies me if I've been in contact with someone who recently tested and declared positive. Protecting my health and that of my loved ones is at my fingertips. I can simply download the COVID Alert app, an app that respects my privacy.